KVOE Live and local. It is 824 sunshine, 73 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by longpineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOE News Time, 8:25, Newsmaker 2 time here this morning. And we're pleased to have with us St. Mark's Lutheran Pastor Kent Happel joining us because we're getting ready for a big car show here very shortly.
Kent, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing good, doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
It's my pleasure.
Well, let's see. St. Mark's Rodden for JC event. This is what, year two?
Year two.
So how did this idea come to be last year to get this all started, Kent?
When I interviewed at St. Mark's, I had a council member who asked if we'd be doing car shows here. And, you know, because I've done 17, I think, at my previous church. And I told them that if they want to do car show, I'm all in. So here we are.
Here we are.
Here we be. Nice. What is it about car shows here, Pastor Kent, that really kind of drew you to have something like this at your prior church and then transition that over here?
I grew up with cars. Worked on cars with my dad since I was five. I got a picture on my desk with, I'm working on my Javelin, and my daughter is wiping my wrenches for me, and she was probably around four or five. And, you know, cars have just been in my life pretty much all my life.
So the big vehicle show is coming up this Sunday, and it will be at St. Mark's, Kent?
It'll be at St. Mark's, back behind the church.
Okay, what if people are interested, would like to get more information, or would like to get registered? What do they have to do?
Register is day of the show, so yep. Show up. The fee is by donation. So if you want to give money to register your car, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. Okay. Just bring the car for people to enjoy. Pretty much everything we do, our food is by donation. We are charging for a cornhole tournament. It's $5 a team. And the winner will receive a Chiefs cornhole set.
Okay,
nice. That we had made.
Outstanding. Pastor, talk a bit about, how things went last year. Obviously, they went well enough to bring it back on board, and maybe how this opens up maybe some eyes and maybe some doors for folks to St. Mark's in the process.
Yeah, last year we had, I think, 43, 44 cars, and we raised around $1,700.
Wow.
For that, with that show. And then we used that money for Random Acts of Kindness in the area. And so the proceeds are going for the same thing this year.
Everything,
yep, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
Everything we make, we put back into the community. We don't keep it for ourselves.
Perfect. St. Mark's Rodden for JC Vehicle Show. But it's not just a vehicle show, as you maybe you know could glean from some of Kent's remarks as far as a cornhole tournament and food. Let's talk about all the stuff that will be going on. So what's the lineup, Kent?
We have cakewalks, I think at 3:30 and 5:30. There's Hot Wheel races for all ages. We have two trophies for the, 6 and under, first and second for 7 to 15, and then just the first place trophy for 16 on up. We have Plinko. Wheel of Fortune, basketball game, Jenga, tattoo stand, homemade ice cream, popcorn, just a variety of
There's
stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Raffles.
Yeah, 50-50 drawing will be taking place too.
50-50 drawing, yeah. Silent auction items, just a bunch of different things.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of fun. And everything gets started, what, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, 3 to 7.
3 to 7, yeah, okay, this Sunday. And basically all in the same area behind the church?
Behind the church.
Off of 12th. And we'll still, let's see, you can access the church if you are traveling west on 12th. So
actually, you're supposed to be able to get there either direction.
By the time this week
Sunday.
Is?
By Sunday, yeah.
By the time this week's over?
By the time the week's over.
I know
could
that Chuck had that story in there this morning, but
yeah,
we'll wait and see how things progress this week.
The plan is to open up up to Lincoln Street here on eastbound traffic here this week once the south part of Chestnut winds up having its closure, both connected to that same 12th Avenue waterline replacement project. So the goal is to have up to Lincoln Street ready here for eastbound traffic as well.
Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Let's do it.
That we have some progress on that avenue. So, boy, what a great afternoon again. It is coming up this Sunday at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, St. Mark's Rodden for JC, 3 until 7 this Sunday. And Pastor Kent says basically get a vehicle in the show, just show up, register on site, and you will be good to go. But there is activities for all ages. I know our very own Tegan Trahoon will be judging what? Food? Barbecue? You got barbecue coming?
Oh, we have nice. 7 different types of meat that's being prepared by different people. And so we'll have 3 judges, with one being the mayor, and they'll pick their favorite meat. And but people who come get a choice of whatever one they want.
Mm. Boy, that sounds good.
There we go.
So we got meat, baked beans, chips, and I think cookies.
Well, you mentioned ice cream. So.
Yep, there's ice cream going on too. That's in a different spot than the food.
Pastor, before we let you go, what else are you guys involved with here this summer over the next couple of months?
Hey, what is coming after this? I don't know. I've been so focused on this.
This is a lot to get ramped up for, that's for sure.
I think just getting ready for the fall stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Start some more random act of kindness stuff and making plans for that.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time to join us. Just a short little trip from St. Mark's to our radio station location here just across the parking lot. That's pretty much it. Jump some bushes and you're right in the building over here.
Right.
No problem. No, but
not this body.
you all are invited, public invited. St. Mark's Rodden for JC Vehicle Show is this Sunday, June the 26th. Well, Pastor Kent, thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, St. Mark's Lutheran Church Pastor Kent Happel joining us this morning. The Rodden for JC Car Show this Sunday, Chuck.
All right. Want to let you know that tomorrow's schedule involves the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Big day Wednesday for the district with the ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock for the Jones Early Childhood Education Center and a special board meeting, which will almost immediately follow that at 5:30. So we'll get the preview of those and other summer activities coming up at 8:20 tomorrow morning, which means the Newsmaker 2 slides to 8:40. And City Treasurer Janet Hariff joins us talking about the city's recently approved agreement with Enterprise Fleet Management.
Yeah. Both come tomorrow. Yeah, Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Long Pine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Long Pine Auto Plaza, driven by LongPineAuto.com. Good morning. It's 8:33.
Get the highest car wash technology on the market today at Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get more features than any other traditional wash.